My reflection this day is special to me because it was inspired by a woman by the name of Mary Helms. Mary is Jane McAllister's sister. Mary lost the use of her ability to speak. And so the way that she speaks now is through the written word. She has written a book of poems which Jane gave to me, and I read and was inspired by them. She has a new book coming out as well, and from what I hear, Jane's on the cover, so you know it will be a bestseller. But I was inspired by Mary to share a poem, a Good Friday poem in her honor. And so I share it with you now. A man, a cross, a death. A death like others, a death unlike any other. Why did he hang there? What was the point? It was God hanging there, dying, bleeding. It was God hanging there in agony, in pain. It was God hanging there, despised and rejected. Why did he hang there? Why not come down as they asked? Show them who he is. But it was God hanging there, bearing our infirmities, carrying our diseases. It was God hanging there, suffering and anguished. It was God hanging there, wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Why did he hang there? And why forgive them for not knowing what they were doing? It was God hanging there, the weight of punishment upon him alone. It was God hanging there, bruised and beaten. It was God hanging there, oppressed and afflicted. Why did he hang there? And was it all worth it? For me. For us, for the world. For me full of pride and fear and graceless words. For us full of distrust and selfishness, purveyors of plastic platitudes and half-hearted hallelujahs. For the world, a world that fosters oppression, war-making, arrogant consumption, that turns a blind eye to injustice and hunger and takes breath after breath after every ungrateful breath without a hint of irony. Why did he hang there? Why did he go through it all for people who fail and a world that doesn't seem to care? It was God hanging there, silent. This day is about silence. Silence that kills. If only Jesus had said something. If only the disciples had said something. Yet only silence. But it was as it was meant to be. Silence was a part of that day, just as silence is a part of our days. Silence echoes from our mouths. Silence that kills. Silence in the face of sin and evil. Silence in the face of injustice and inequality. Silence in the face of the hungry, the homeless, the mentally ill, and the abused. Silence in the face of our own numbed affluence. This silence must end, yes. Even as other silences never end. Silence about our fears, our shame, our suffering, and our hurts. Silence about our addictions, our looks, our weight gain, our overeating. Silence about our suffocating debt, our strained relationships, and those things we don't want anyone else to know and we certainly don't show on Facebook. Yet God knows. God knows every silence. God knows when and where they begin. And this is why he hangs. For only God can meet us in the silence. Only God can forgive our silence. Only God can redeem our silence. And breathing his last, only God can bear the weight of all of our silences. It was God hanging there, where all of creation looks the same, where we are all equals. In our silence, in our death. And it was here, hanging there, that he saves us all.